I'd say maybe okay. Just cut that out.
Okay.
I mean, you can't cut out gay pregnant ones.
That actually was on Alexa. I saw it. I mean,
I is usually defined as the ninth letter of the Roman alphabet, or alternatively, the smallest whole number or a numeral.
As soon as I said it, I knew number. I was in trouble.
Did that answer your question?
Fuck no,
it didn't. Fuck you.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Mary. Mary who? Mariachi music. Let's dance.
Why is this still happening?
Oh, no.
Alexa, you're the worst. You can send me feedback and open my Alexa app. Got a new gray hoodie for today, so I'm excited.
I got a new chair. I can't
see. Oh, did you?
Can't see myself.
Man.
Oh, there I am.
Good for you. Oh, nice. Is it an Amazon Basics chair?
I don't know where it came from.
This chair I bought, I had it in my bedroom at my desk when I still lived at my parents' house. And just so you're aware, I haven't lived with my parents for going on 12, 13 years. So this chair's been around for a
long time, too. And it finally broke. You know, in the bottom of the seat, it has that round and then the little post goes up in there. The weld in that piece, so it was just kind of like rocking.
The visuals right now are hilarious, by the way.
So it was doing this. See? Yeah, go.
Yeah, you see, the problem is it eventually, once you do that, once you slam it in there so many times, it starts to loosen up.
Right.
And it's not as tight anymore. Yeah. It's not
then
as
you
tight.
You
got to
get
fit.
A new one.
You got to get a new one. You got to leave that one. I mean, stop using that one.
Tell me about it. Make sure you put it in the right spot, because you know those Chinese. Oh well. Yeah, All right. Episode 81.
Hold on. I got to do my thing where I pull up the beers.
I know to say
the right beers. Usually you're the one making us wait for this. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, while I'm pulling that up, hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. And you're listening to episode 81 for Monday, October 22nd, 2018.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about the beer we're drinking, a follow-up to a story that we covered a couple weeks ago on Crazy News.
We'll talk about a new seasonal chicken wing from Buffalo Wild Wings, and this week's Crazy News story involves pizza, sharks, Tide Pod Challenge, cookies, and Walmart sex toys.
Fantastic. In that order, too. We always know you get the order right. Man, you know we've done that 81 times when I can just, like, mid-sentence just start saying it, and without a hesitation you're like boom, episode 81, like you do the date and everything.
Yeah, and we were talking about other things and you go, well, I guess while I'm doing that I'll start. Like, okay.
Yeah, and I never know if that part before is actually going to make the
there's a little bit in there probably.
Yeah, there's a little couple nuggets that, you know, the people that listen to our podcast might be interested in listening to. So
what's going on?
Oh, you know, life and tomorrow night, which by the time you're listening to this, tomorrow night will be several days, weeks, months, years, depending on when you actually listen to this episode. But tomorrow night in the time where we're recording this podcast, the kids are staying at elderly listeners' house, and it's just Kelly and I. So we're going to go to that winery with the delicious food again.
Oh no.
And drink a bunch of wine and eat a bunch of food.
Are probably the coolest Bobs.
That's gonna be me.
Is that the same place? It's your house.
No, I think I just drank a whole bunch of wine at home on my couch. No. It hasn't been open for very long. A couple weeks ago, I think I sent you a picture of the wine flight.
Yes.
From Cooper's Hawk.
Yep, I remember.
Yeah, it's a very high end. I don't know. It's nice. It's not cheap, but you know.
That'd be fun.
Well worth it. Well worth the bill. So anyway, we're doing that, and that's about it. How about you?
I don't know exactly when you're going because you went in some Inception shit that was today and tomorrow, and when you hear this, it's gonna be tomorrow, but really the 2 days ago and today and tomorrow. So I don't really know when you're going. You just send me a picture. Have Kelly let me know you're okay. Whatever you need to do. But I'm going to be doing something a little bit easier. We got to finish up baseball. So we were done, but because of rain, we got a couple games that got washed out. So we've got like a little all-star game that Ben got nominated for. So we'll be doing that on Saturday.
Nice.
Sunday. Packers got a bye week, so no Packers game this week. So a little bit of baseball practice in the morning, and then
so you get a not quite sure from what all after. The losing.
No, we won last week. We lost to the Redskins, which sucks, but.
Oh, yeah. Who else have you lost?
And there's no I'm not watching any baseball. I had actually forgotten that baseball was on until you texted me yesterday asking me if I had watched. So I just watched a couple clips. Oh, man.
It's been a solid playoff, too. Yeah.
I mean, I saw Manny Machado kick that guy, and then I tweeted some stuff to him and saying what a jerk he was and got into a discussion with somebody because I called him the Chase Utley of 2018. And there was a little discussion about what was intentional and not. But I guess I should be watching it. There's all kind of stuff going on. It probably seems like it's really exciting, and I'm missing it.
Yeah, well, you know, stuff happens. You know, we have responsibilities. We have podcasts to record.
Yeah.
We have beer to drink.
Yeah, we do.
Hanging out and having some beers with friends, which I gladly do, and which I fully embrace.
You know, I look forward to talking to you every week, but I also really look forward to trying a new beer each week.
As do I. And this week, I have one from my favorite brewery, Founders. Sorry, it's my favorite, but I had to think about the name for a second.
A few favorites, but that's probably the top of the top, even if the other ones are breathing down his neck.
This is the top of my favorite list. Sure. And at the top of my favorite list are their barrel-aged beers that they have. And this is one of them. This week, I have one. It's called Curmudgeon's Better Half. And what it is, if I can find the fucking bottle, it is a old ale brewed with molasses and aged in maple syrup bourbon barrels. The website says, what tames like an old ale like curmudgeon? The tender embrace of oak and sweet maple. That's what. The result is Curmudgeon's Better Half, a harmonious matrimony of our deceptively smooth old ale. Ale brewed with molasses and time spent aging in bourbon barrels that have previously held maple syrup. Because all counterparts should be sweet, rich, and utterly delicious. Curmudgeon's Better Half clocks in at 12.7% alcohol by volume and 35 IBUs. That's right. We're bringing this old favorite back from retirement. Last bottled in 2012, Curmudgeon's Better Half has become one of the most highly requested beers, and for good reason. It's damn good. All you have been very vocal in petitioning for its return, and it wouldn't have been cruel. Us to hold out any longer in delivering on that. Curmudgeon's Better Half will be available in 4-packs of 12-ounce bottles, which is what I got, 750-milliliter bottles, and on draft at both of our tap rooms beginning on August 24th of this year and everywhere else later that month. It will have, who really cares what it's going to cost? Suggested retail price is $16.99. I paid a couple bucks more than that. Its fifth release of their barrel-aged series this year, preceded by KBS, which I've had, Backwoods Bastard, Dankwood. The only one you had the Dankwood.
Yep.
There's another one called Barrel Runner, which I also have not had. If you've been counting, that means we have one left to go before we close out the year. What could it be? So the exciting part is that they have one more before the end of this year, bourbon barrel-aged beer that they're going to release. So
we'll find out soon, I guess.
I've never had this before, and we're running out of air. I'm very excited about it. I haven't even tried it yet. One thing that I do... Why is the fucking dog going nuts? Swear to God. Anyway, so I haven't had this before. I'm pretty excited. I opened it and poured it, and I could smell the maple syrup, just even from a distance. And if I put my nose up to the empty bottle, as you like to do with your smelly beers, is
cinnamon roll.
I really, really smell that, the molasses and the maple syrup. So here we go.
That's your fancy Target glass there.
It's really good.
I was waiting for you to say, I don't hate it.
No, I like it. I like it a lot, actually. The molasses and the maple syrup, you can taste it in there. just a little bit, but it creates this kind of like smoothness. As you can see, I mean, I poured this several minutes ago. You have this nice kind of creamy head at the top of the pour, and it just it's a very smooth pour. You taste the sweetness of the molasses and the maple syrup, followed by some of the bite that you get. You know, the a little bit of the bitterness from the hops, but that bite that you get from those bourbon barrel aged beers that they give you. It's a really, really good beer. I think I have to rate it a 5.
Uh-oh, that's high.
It's a really, really good beer. It's not a dessert beer. It's not one that I would, I'd call it like the sweetness of the dessert beer, like some of the other things the other brews that I've had. It's just a really nice, smooth, a little bit sweet balance of flavor. So, you know, my friends over at our friends over at Founders never cease to impress with their beers, especially their bourbon barrel aged beers, and this is no exception to that. I've had Founders a lot on the show. Episode 12, you've been America's Pastime. I had a breakfast stout. Episode 18, Betty White is not dead. I had a Founders Porter, another awesome beer. Episode 30, Four Legged Undies. I had a Sumatra Mountain Brown from Founders. Episode 32, I had a DKML, or I called it a Dickmel, I believe.
Yep.
which was episode 32, well, by the way, was Ceremonial First Pitch. Episode 61, Big Bulbous Butt. I had a KBS, which, God, if I had to, I'd say if this were a 5, the KBS would be like 5.25 or 5.5 to me. The KBS is still my favorite, but this is a really, really good beer. Let's see here. Episode 63, Shut the Fuck Up, Alexa. That's where I had that backwards bastard we talked about. You had the Dankwood on episode 66, Whacker's Wrist for Your Thumbs. That's it. And then episode 81, this one.
Okay. Cool. This one comes out of Harleysville, Pennsylvania, from a brewery called Blueprint Brewing, which I have not had any of their beers at all, so you won't find them on our website. And this one's called the Mad Rex, and I tried to find it on their website, and they had no information about it at all. So I was kind of looking around, and I found out this was actually made for a restaurant that's in the area of Harleysville or Philadelphia, I guess, called Mad Rex. So they basically created their Red Rye IPA. So I've got a can. No information, like I said, on the website anywhere, but it is 6.6% alcohol by volume, 66 IBUs. The side of the can says, "Welcome to the new world. This awesome blood red IPA is perfect for the post-apocalypse survivor. Brewed especially for Mad Rex, this red rye is an uncovering of subtle rye taste and sweet, bright West Coast hop flavor in a catastrophic scale. So stand your ground and raise a glass to this prophetic revelation." And it's a special edition brew, and the release party looked like it was back in like February sometime. So it's been out for a little bit, but I'm going to give it a shot and let you know what I think. It is dark red, which is good. I showed it to you in the glass, and it looks darker on the screen than it really is. But it's not quite as dark as some of the ones we've had, but I'd be hard-pressed to even get any light through it.
I see you have a fancy Target glass as well.
I do. I think that came from Target.
I think Kelly got mine from Amazon. What's funny, and if you're listening to the show, and I don't know if we've talked about this, Kelly bought me a set of beer glasses maybe a year or so ago, a little bit longer than that. And coincidentally, Robert got the exact, although before me, had the exact same set. So we have the same glasses.
Yep. Now, this one, I'm having a hard time picking out exactly what the flavors are. It does have a bit of that red in there. So if you've had any typical red beers, and then it's got an IPA taste in there as well. So it's a little bit of a mixture. We get a bit of the rye flavor. There's something in there that has a bit of a bite to it. I like it a lot. I'm not quite sure that it pushes a 4. I give it at least 3.5, 3.75. I'm going to finish it and see if that changes anyway. But I mean, it's solid. I don't know that it's really that special. And I think it basically made for a restaurant. Those don't always tend to be the best of the best, because breweries tend to save those for themselves as like their flagship beer. So if I had it at a restaurant, I'd order it. And if you're ever at Mad Rex, I would get their Red Rye IPA and enjoy it.
Well, next time I'm at Mad Rex, I'll make sure I get one.
I don't know. I don't know where anybody would get up there, but I'm sure people do. It's right there in Philadelphia, which is a great place to visit. And I don't know. We might be up there sometime soon, and I'll look for it.
There we go. So you had a okay beer, good slash decent. Good beer. I had a phenomenal beer this week.
Yeah, you lucked out.
Man, having a good start to the show. If you remember a couple episodes ago, episode 78, Toddler Machine, we had talked about a guy who sent his young girl, I think daughter, yeah, into one of those claw machines. And specifically, it's one of the ones where you're supposed to make the little arm come out and cut the line to make, like, and they put, like, you know,
expensive shit in there.
Expensive shit. It's not like just picking up a stuffed animal. It's like a Nintendo Switch or a DS, yeah, or something like that that you win in these. So the guy, basically what he did is he instructed, with his son there as well, instructed his daughter to go into the machine and pull some stuff out. And then kind of she struggled to get out of the machine. It took her quite a while to get out. Well, there's two 13-year-old boys who obviously had cell phones standing there who took video of it. And then I guess it was reported to the mall, yeah, security, and the security guard saw the video and went from there. But it turns out that this guy really fucked himself, and rightfully so. I mean, come on. Not only are you stealing electronics, like, those aren't yours. You have to win them. It's theft.
And teaching the kids that, too.
But also putting his child in possible danger, because you don't know, yeah, what's going to happen, sticking a child into a little machine like that.
Electrocuted. That stuff's made in China. Those machines can't be safe inside.
Probably lead paint in there and shit, asbestos. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, so this guy right here, it turns out he's lost his job.
Yeah.
So, he resigned from his $85,000 a year job at Rockingham Park. No.
Oh, Doherty Middle School. So Doherty, $85,000 I'm sorry. For a middle school teacher.
Oh, sorry. The mall was at Rockingham Park.
Yeah.
Doherty Middle School. And he's out on bail right now.
Yeah. So he's been shamed. He had to quit. So it's one of those things that we don't normally get a lot of the follow up to stories. So it was kind of cool to see this pop up in the feed this week to say that basically after all the news got out and having the legal issues, I think he just decided it was probably best to leave it. So I think I'm more impressed by the $85,000 a year for a middle school teacher. It's in New Hampshire though, so I'm sure there's some cost of living for living up that way. But you know, teachers, teachers don't often make that much from what we read, and $85,000 is a decent amount.
Yeah, that's also on top of three counts of theft, two counts of criminal trespassing, and a count of endangering the welfare of a child. So, yeah, you know, fuck that guy. He got what he deserved. You know, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Probably not eat this chicken. And I sent this to you earlier this week, too, and back episode 35, Pumpkin Spice All the Things. We had a nice long list of all the things that probably shouldn't be pumpkin spice that are. And it was various cereals and just pretty crazy stuff. And this popped up in there. It wasn't on that list because I guess this is new. It's from one of your favorite places to visit.
Buffalo Wild Wings. So what they have here is a Buffalo Wild Wings barbecue pumpkin sauce flavor for a limited time. I don't, like, it's one of those things, like, I can see a sweet and savory play there, and I do like a lot of the sweet and savory mixes out there.
Yeah.
If I end up going while they still have this, I might have to get it just to say I tried it. Maybe it'll be awesome. Maybe it'll be terrible. It's still, I can't imagine it'll be terrible though. Worst case, it's worst case, I can be like, okay, well, this was pretty good, but I'm probably not going to get it again, even if they continue to offer it. But I don't know, man. I think I have to try it.
Now, I can't remember if they, are they selling them when you buy them? You buy them in like a thing. It's like five, right? Like five is the minimum. Is that usually it is? How it is that they?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you get them in. Yeah, I mean, you get them in sizes, and you can order them by it's by the amount.
Can't get
so
like
you
a can, single, right? But you
I guess get five a is probably, chicken wing. No,
well, if you're ordering different flavors, so they've got so many that you're like, hey, I'd like one, but maybe if you've got a couple
17
people.
Chicken wings, please. No, but no. What you can do is you can mix and match the flavors a little bit. So you could say, okay, get me, you know,
two of these,
give me 8 chicken wings and, you know, make 4 of them the pumpkin spice or pumpkin sauce, whatever the hell it's called, and then make the other one spicy garlic or something like that. So you can mix it. That way you can kind of like hedge your loss a little bit if they're not awesome.
Yeah.
But again, I don't
know. Well, maybe that way. Maybe that's different. Maybe it would be worth it just to say that you had it. Because you might be surprised. You might eat it and go, this is really good. But it just for some reason the things I like pumpkin spice on there, I like my pumpkin scones at Starbucks, although there's not really any spice in there. But you might be right that it's probably not that bad. And there's one near me. Maybe we'll try it sometime between now and the end of the month. But I don't know. I'm not going to rush out and do it.
Well, you have to. There are limited time, Robert. You have to go now.
I will survive if I do not get to eat the pumpkin spice wild ones.
You know what? I'm talking to a guy who's never even had Nutella. So, like, I can't even.
Well, you know, and Melissa's going to be pissed about this, but she did because she listened to the episode. And she actually went out and she got me some. And I didn't tell you because I was expressly forbidden from doing such. What she came home with was not Nutella, so I didn't feel like I could say that I had it. Right. It's hazelnut spread.
Bullshit.
Food Lion hazelnut spread. And I got a picture of it here, and I'll send it to you. I was going to post it on the Bob's, but she saw me taking a picture of it, as happens all the time, and she's like, don't you dare. So she got mad at me, and I tried it, and it was good. I haven't had any since because I keep forgetting it's in there. I don't know. I just need to figure out. I need to figure out the best way to eat it. What do I put it on? I thought toast was probably good. I love me some toast. You could
do toast. I don't know.
You said crackers,
get
pretzels.
A spoon. Just eat it with a spoon. Put on some ice cream. You could.
Yeah. Well, no, that's true. I got some vanilla ice cream up there. I've been putting
even
some,
like. Apples would
probably be good. Oh yeah. No, they like to
bananas.
Put a big old pile of peanut butter on a plate and drag the apples in there. So yeah, I might have to do that. We got those up there.
Just like you drag your pizza through blue cheese dressing.
Blue cheese. Yeah, good shit.
I've never heard of the term dragging my food through things.
Well, it is. Sure, yeah. I don't dip it, I just take it and I just drag it across right through
No,
I
get it.
Get a good coating on it. I mean, you never seen dragon.
I know what you're saying. I picture the motion, the act of doing it. I just never called it dragging my food through something. It's
more
not wrong, Robert. It's just not what I'm, you know, I just haven't heard it.
I don't do anything wrong, Robin. I'm glad you're not suggesting that. Well, speaking of pizza, I think we get into crazy news and we'll talk a little bit more about it.
I'm excited about this first one.
I know. You wish this was you. It's got your name all over it, even though it isn't you.
It does. It does. And this is taking us to Hackensack, New Jersey, where this guy is eating pizza every day for over 30 years. And Robert, the exciting part is this fucker's still alive.
And he's only 20 years old.
Imagine that. So Mike Roman has only eaten pizza for dinner since he was 4 years old. Now he's 41 years old. So for the last 36 years.
Yeah, 37 years.
Pizza every single night for dinner.
He's only eaten pizza for dinner.
37 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How is math already getting hard for me? I haven't drank that much of this. I drank most of it already. The Hackensack native went on Tom LaVecchia's podcast New Theory to discuss his strange food addiction. LaVecchia said he met Roman 10 years ago in a pizza shop, where they got to talking about how Roman had only eaten pizza for dinner since adolescence. So he had, and just to clarify, he's eaten just pizza.
Only pizza, not
since adolescence.
Not he's only eaten pizza. He has only eaten pizza.
On the podcast,
that's it.
That's phenomenal. On the podcast, Roman said that his mother gave in to his picky eating, allowing him to eat only pizza for dinner. In his grade school days, Roman mixed that up with peanut butter sandwich every day for lunch, but when he entered the workforce, he started dining out for lunch at pizza joints. Now he's back to peanut butter and bread for lunch.
But
the fact remains that he has not only ate pizza for dinner for over 30 years, he also ate it for lunch for at least a good 10 of those. That's amazing. This guy's like kind of, he's a little bit my hero. I'm not going to lie. Man, I wish I could do that.
Even stranger, Roman, who works as a teacher, only eats plain pizza with no toppings.
Oh, that's wrong.
He's savage. He also typically goes out for pizza instead of cooking it at home. His favorite pizzerias include Hinckley's Tavern in Ramsey, Lido Restaurant in Hackensack, and Joseph Pizza in Hackensack. Throughout the podcast, LaVecchia asked Roman, who is now married, how he used to go on dates. The answer, he always went out to places with pizza. They let women know about his obsession right away. The answer, I let people know right away. I don't want to scare them. Did he have pizza for dinner on his wedding day? Of course. He also had it at the cocktail hour and for lunch that day on his honeymoon. Sure. Aruba has pizza places.
Oh.
He's lived in the same town, listened to the same bands, and watched the same movies and TV shows for his boring fucking life. His pizza obsession is just an extension of his way of life. And I say that, I kid. Whatever he wants to do makes me happy. He reports that he's no health problems to speak of. He manages to maintain a normal weight despite his greasy daily meal. So
he's actually had that shirt for 30 years too.
Probably haven't changed anything. No, I mean, it makes him happy. He's probably, you know, there are people like that, that just, it's just what they like. And that's all they know. And they haven't ventured out. So kids tend to be like that, but it's not uncommon for adults to have it too.
That's crazy. Well, it's funny is because Kelly's like, you know, we should have had, well, no, I said, what did I tell? She said something about like, I wonder, I said, but what about when he got married? And then yep. I was thinking, man, we should have had pizza. But then I remember we did actually serve pizza at our wedding. It was like snack later on, like I think 11 o'clock they served pizza. But we still had pizza at my wedding as well.
I haven't had, and I think about it every now and then, I'd like to have again that I haven't had in ages is the French bread pizza. You get it, you put it in the oven. It always burns the shit out of the inside of your mouth.
Yeah, it takes like an hour and a half to cool down.
It does. And that much longer to cook, too. And they say you can cook it in the microwave, but it always tastes like crap. It's always soft and rubbery. Even you put in that little sleeve like they have for the hot pockets.
The crisping sleeve, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a crisping sleeve is called an oven.
I know. They're my backup. Like, if there's there's nothing else to eat and I don't know, all the pizza places burned down. I don't know what would make me eat frozen pizza. I guess I'd eat it because it's still fucking pizza at the end of the day, but I'm going to go for some of these.
Jeez. Do you like the bagel bites or the little Totino's?
Totino's pizza rolls are actually pretty good, but I don't consider them pizza. That's the thing. They're pizza flavor.
It's like the same ingredients. They're like
a pizza-like snack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like I would eat those as an appetizer before I ate pizza.
Now, would you drag those in some blue cheese?
I'd drag them all over peanut butter and Nutella and blue cheese and
ketchup.
Whatever. Yeah, ketchup and mustard.
As a kid, I like to do that. That's what I had at school. I'd get the little flat pizzas that they had at school, and I put that ketchup on there.
Oh, that's wrong. There's already tomato sauce on it.
I mean, yeah, but it's like elementary school. So I'm talking once I got at elementary school, I don't think I did it, but I do remember vividly in elementary school having ketchup on pizza.
So we're going to Myrtle Beach in a couple of weeks again.
Oh, no.
And you know, one place we always go, and Harrison always makes us go to, is there's a Ripley's Aquarium down in Myrtle Beach. Luckily, when we've gone, we haven't seen any naked people. We see a lot of sharks though. But so this other location of Ripley's and wherever the fuck
Toronto.
It is. Toronto. Apparently they're not as lucky. Much tell us about it.
According to 680 News, the naked man who jumped in the shark tank at Ripley's Aquarium wanted for assault at medieval times. The man stripped down and jumped naked in the shark tank at Ripley's Aquarium on Friday night. Just 2 hours before, police think the same man was involved in a fight at medieval times. A man who stripped naked. Yep. Jumped into the shark tank twice. He's been identified as David Weaver, 37, of Nelson, British Columbia. Police said he was asked to leave the shark tank by security after his first jump at 10:30. He exited, but then jumped right back into the tank on the main floor, got out, put his clothes back on, and left the aquarium. I believe the same man responsible for the indecent act also assaulted a customer at Medieval Times just 2 hours before the incident. The suspect was being unruly and escorted out of the Medieval Times by staff. He then came back in and allegedly kicked two glass doors, shattering them. The man was escorted out and allegedly assaulted a 34-year-old man outside. This guy's a dick. Police say the victim was taken to a hospital with serious injuries, but paramedics say his injuries were only minor. So there's a little video of it there, and internal surveillance saw him do it. And, he jumped into the freaking shark tank without any clothes on. There's not tiny sharks in there.
No, there's there's a white tip reef shark that just it swims right by him.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot. First off, how did he even get in? He went and stood in line and bought a ticket and then came in and, oh, there he goes. He jumped off and did a back flop. Is that a thing?
Yeah. He jumped, but these are huge sharks.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
Then he's still naked. He gets out and he tries to escape into the crowd.
Yeah,
I'm gonna blend in.
I'm the only wet guy out here, but I'll be able to get out.
Listen, I'm okay with somebody being wet. It's the he's the only guy with his penis hanging out.
Oh well. And not only did he do it once, he decided to jump in again, so he's lucky he didn't get bit.
He really is.
Although Harrison could probably tell us if he was really in any danger.
Harrison knows about the sharks. He'd be cool with it. That'll be him one day, probably. Oh, boy. You know what he's not going to do, though? He's not going to do what these assholes with the Tide Pod Challenge do. And this one guy in particular, and this has taken us to, you'd think I would, ahead of time, figure out where the fuck these stories are taking place. So that's part of the very fun. Very smoothly and eloquently tell you, this next story takes
like a here. Smoother segue
no,
than that.
No. Yeah, no. No. So this one takes us to
Omaha,
Iowa, Louisiana.
Which one are you doing?
It's in Omaha, Louisiana. Mercy County Bluffs.
Council Bluffs,
Louisiana.
Okay, so yeah, the Omaha World Herald is the one that reported it, but
yeah.
All right, well, you were right then.
Don't tell me what to do. So this takes us to Louisiana, fucker. Where a man ate
Council Bluffs, Iowa.
That's an I?
Yeah, it's not a lowercase L. They're not going to say Louisiana with a lowercase L. That's an I. Council Bluffs, Iowa. That's close to you.
Who the fuck doesn't put two capitals, though?
It should be
I. No, that's how you do it.
Well, then Louisiana would be L.A. two capitals. So either way, you're wrong, Rob.
A man ate a Tide Pod.
Oh, no.
And then destroyed $7,500 of hospital equipment. A man ate a Tide Pod and then destroyed, $7,500 worth of hospital equipment during an out-of-control hospital rampage, court documents say. Brandon McVeigh, I don't know if any relation to Timmy, 26, began yelling loudly while smashing four computer screens during a treatment for swallowing the detergent capsule at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs, Iowa, it is claimed. His alleged spree of destruction began while hospital staff were treating him on October 4th and saw McVeigh trash both his own hospital room and a hallway, police say. McVeigh was finally brought under control when police arrived at the hospital, pinned him to the ground, and placed him under arrest. His penis was hanging out the whole time, too. The Omaha World Herald reported.
And he was wet.
A police report noted that he had been swimming with sharks at the aquarium. A police report noted that the building was strewn with smashed computer equipment and debris.
Bad.
It was all strewn up. McVeigh was charged with second-degree criminal mischief and has been freed on a $5,000 bail. Court date has not yet been set. Earlier this year, Procter & Gamble, who manufactures the capsules, issued a statement condemning the detergent swallowing trend, commonly referred to as the Tide Pod Challenge. This viral social media sparked concern after people share clips of themselves consuming the pods online, leading to two warnings that both the liquid and the plastic wrapper could cause serious health issues.
Because that wasn't obvious by putting detergent into your stomach.
What makes you do that, though, and then proceed to destroy the hospital?
Well, and Gronk, you know, there's even a whole commercial about that with Gronk. He's saying you don't eat the Tide Pods. You put them in your wash, and that's it, but you don't eat them. They're cute because they're blue and green, all these nice little colors. They look like candy, but that doesn't mean you eat it.
They don't taste, nor do they smell like candy, though.
I would hope. But again,
even if you eat it, what makes you, why, I guess what I'm struggling with is why destroy the hospital after you've eaten it?
He was probably upset. He probably had the inside of his stomach's burning, probably had bubbles coming up.
By the way, so.
Is he doing okay, though?
He's doing all right. He's recovering.
You had an incident?
There was an incident in my house, and I didn't want to talk about this. Cocky Nuts is pretty sensitive,
yeah,
with it. But I talked to Cocky Nuts about it. We want to really, if anything, we just want to bring some awareness to the situation.
Yeah,
and also this podcast connect is evidence of what happened.
Yeah,
because the person on the current prime suspect is. Not fessing up to her crime, Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, her.
But yeah. I got it.
There was an assault that took place between them. And these guys usually play a pretty prominent part in our crazy news. I think they've been a little bit scared after the recent attack. So,
well, yeah.
Those that were missing George and Cocky Nuts, there is a reason for it.
So I get a text from Kelly saying that there were some concerning clucks coming from the basement earlier. And she was conveniently not home when she texted me this.
Oh.
I immediately ran downstairs, and the horrific scene that I entered in my podcast studio.
It's not safe for children, Rob.
It was Cocky Nuts hanging from a cord for some sort of electronics adapter, hanging from the ceiling.
Obviously, Cocky Nuts, it was Radio Shack.
Cocky Nuts survived. He was okay. Also, yeah. he's very solid.
He's got a gold chain on that.
His mouth is always wide open too. I think the cord may have also gotten kind of caught up in the gold chain, which actually helped the situation. So, yeah. So Cocky Nuts is fine. He's doing all right. I think he was just emotionally scarred than physically damaged. And
now, if you were to lick him, does he taste like pumpkin spice?
You know, I've never licked Cocky Nuts.
That's probably a good idea. George says thank you for that. He doesn't want you anywhere near his Cocky Nuts.
You know, I never felt the need to lick Cocky Nuts.
If you eat a Tide Pod and lick your Cocky Nuts, then you're fine.
True story.
You know what people do lick? And I love cookies.
What do they lick? So many things.
You ever some of these
you can lick.
Yeah, you can. If people do that with Oreos. They take they break them apart. I just put the whole thing in my mouth. I don't have time to break it apart and hold one cookie while I eat the other part of the cookie and lick it or scrape it with my teeth. Just put the whole cookie in my mouth.
You know what Kelly keeps buying?
Oh, no. Are they like Hydrox or Oros or some generic Oreos?
Why don't you just let me fucking tell you?
Well, I'm just trying to guess.
It was rhetorical. Like, you weren't supposed to answer.
Oh, okay, I'll be quiet.
You know what Kelly got, Robert? She got...
Fake Nutella?
Oreo. God damn it. She got Oreo-flavored coffee creamer. She's gotten it a couple of times. It's delicious.
I've never seen that, and I've looked for the peanut butter cup you had last year. Yeah. I haven't found that either. I got some pumpkin spice the other day, though.
It's good. It's made by International Delight or some shit like that. It's really good. Go to Meijer off of Grossbeck.
15 Mound. We don't have any of that down here.
No, it's not a Meijer 15 Mound. There's one at 16 in Van Dyke, or you can go to 15 Utica, though.
Oh, well, that's good. Do they sell cookies there? We're going to go back to the cookies, Rob.
They sell cookies. Yes, they do.
All right. Well, our next story takes us to our friends out in California. It was only a matter of time before we got out there because they are the Florida of California. But this one says cops.
California is the Florida of California.
Right.
Okay. Just making sure it's what you said.
Yep. Cops say cookies with human remains possibly doled out at school. The treats may have contained ashes of a California student's grandparent. It's Halloween season, meaning candy corn, Malamars, pumpkin spice, everything, such as chicken wings and cookies with human remains. That's a snack that at least one California student reportedly brought to Da Vinci Charter Academy High School in Davis, per the San Francisco Chronicle, containing the not appetizing ingredient of a grandparent's ashes. Chronicle Ooh. Says it was her grandmother's remains. Fox 40 says it was her grandfather's, but either way, Lieutenant Paul Doroshov of the Davis Police Department says 9 students were reportedly given the cookies on October 4th. It's not clear how many, if any, ate the cookies, and students are speaking to the media about their experience. I was kind of horrified, Andy Knox says, after a girl offered him a cookie with her grandpa's ashes. Knox says the girl had whipped out an urn, supposedly with those same ashes in class.
Fuck me, that's disgusting.
Would you eat those?
I mean, what do they taste like?
I don't know.
I've never had people. It tastes like chicken. I don't like chicken in my... But they're ashes, though. I feel like... Yeah. I don't know. Maybe if they just cook the people and put it in there instead of just burn their ashes.
Well, that's how the ashes come, Rob.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is... Like,
you're probably not going to taste it. They put all kind of shit in cookies and brownies. It's not... It's, natural, I mean, it's not like it's going to taste like a fire. Like a
natural preservative.
Yeah, probably.
Doroshov says one student is believed to have baked the cookies and the second helped distribute them. KCRA suggests that they were related. The family of one student tells Fox 40 they're upset with the school, which had their son sign a statement on the incident and told him to keep quiet.
Oh, keep it quiet.
Oh, boy, shut the fuck up. The district seemed to be a little more concerned about protecting themselves than protecting their students, the boy's father says. A statement from the principal notes, I can say that those who were involved are remorseful, and this is now a personal family matter because, you know, the grandma's ashes were baked into cookies and, you know, they like keep her on it. They really miss her being on top of the fireplace mantle. I can say that those who were involved are remorseful. And then this is, wait, I said that. It doesn't appear anyone became ill, Doroshov tells ABC7. It's unclear whether anyone will be charged with what Doroshov calls an unconventional crime. Per CBS News, do they really have to call it cops? Like, what cops. Kind of
Popo, the news 5-0.
Publication calls them cops? As the fuzz say, the incident may not be covered, even by little-known California rules on human remains. These may have thought human ashes were drugs.
Yeah, that's another crazy news story.
That's another crazy... crazy news story.
Yeah, pretty wild. So if you're out there, don't eat shit people bring to school, especially if they tell you. And that, I think that kind of thing goes around the school pretty quickly. If you got somebody saying that that's what's in there, with social media these days, that's no way to keep that secret, even if one guy signs something saying he's not going to tell.
That's true. Hold on, I gotta drink some more beer. I have a cold press coffee pumpkin from Southern Tier.
Yeah, I still got to find that. I have a pumpkin upstairs, but I think it's from last year, and I'm afraid to open it. I don't know what it's going to taste like.
It doesn't matter.
Does it?
No. It all tastes the same. At some point, it doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't age like wine. Maybe it's better.
Exactly. Hey, Robert, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm not going to read the question. So I just Googled...
Oh, no.
Inappropriate questions to ask people, random questions. I'm not going to read it before I start saying it, though. So I'm literally
going.
So it's
going to be a surprise to you, too?
I'm going in blind here. You ready? Okay.
Yep.
So I'm going to choose a question. Man, this monitor is farther away than I thought. I'm like trying to point to it. Okay, here it is. Oh, wait, that's not a question. Okay, here we go. All right, got this. Oh, here's questions. Okay. Wait, okay, here we go. Okay. Okay, here's one.
Okay, now I'm ready.
Which sex toys have you experimented with so far, and which ones would you want to stay away from? Great, good question. Good answer. If you had...
You were looking for something juicy, weren't you?
No. Here's one right here.
Okay,
here. I'm just going to go pick another random one. Hold on. Okay. The website. Okay. What's the meanest thing you've ever done to someone to get back at them?
I don't know.
What is your wildest sexual secret that you want to indulge in at least once in your lifetime?
I can't tell you these things, Rob. I can't tell Melissa. She'll be angry. And of course she'll say no.
All right, great. What are we talking about? Crazy news? Hold on, let me drink some of my pumpkin. I have the cold press coffee pumpkin here.
Yeah?
From Southern Tier. We drank this a few episodes ago. Yeah. So, Robert.
Yeah? Where's our last story take us to?
Coincidentally, yeah. I was asking these questions, and I hadn't looked at to see what the next story is, but it created a really, really smooth segue that I just completely destroyed by talking. But that's okay, because speaking of inappropriate sexual questions that you shouldn't talk about on a podcast, have you heard about this one? This takes us to Union City, California, where a woman was arrested after stripping almost naked at a Walmart, which that alone... that's not really, like, that's accepted at a Walmart, I would think. That's, like, normal behavior.
Now, did they have a shark tank?
They didn't, thank God.
Uh-oh.
But she stripped naked at a Walmart to test the various sex toys in front of dozens of shocked customers.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And I always like to let everybody know that this is from our friends at World News Daily Report.
I don't know that that's a she, but I'll take your word for it.
I mean, long hair,
no shirt.
That's about where it ends. Oh man, the Union City Police Department received a call from the department store manager around 9:45 this morning, reporting that a customer was behaving indecently. Upon arriving on the site, the officers found 27-year-old Laura Martinez lying almost naked on the floor.
What was she doing, Rob?
And masturbating with a vibrator. According to Darlene Anderson, an employee who witnessed the incident.
Where do you want these fish bags?
Miss Martinez used at least 24 different toys.
Oh, no.
Before, I didn't even know that they had sex toys at Walmart.
I don't think they do.
Wow.
And if they do, they're probably behind lock and key, or they're wrapped in plastic probably. Or something.
It was the grossest thing I've seen in my life. That fat lady just dropped her pants and started testing every dildo and vibrator we have in front of everyone.
Now, are they in the pharmacy, you think?
Miss Anderson adds that she will be haunted by the images and sounds to which she was exposed today. The worst part of her moaning and that's what it sounded like, probably. The worst part was her moaning and screaming. It was disgusting. I'm pretty sure I'll have nightmares about it.
And there's Darlene. Miss Martinez now faces a total of 7 criminal charges, including felony indecent exposure, causing a public nuisance.
I think Darlene wore a bra.
And disorderly conduct. She was freed on bail less than 2 hours after her arrest and expected to be back in court in November. The beginning of her trial.
I think court doesn't sell dildos, huh? Good thing.
Her lawyer, Mr. James Mulford, described the charges as excessive and unjustified, said he's convinced of her innocence. According to him, the young woman did not intend to attract attention to her genitals, but was just testing the merchandise with the clear intent of buying some of the products.
You got to test it before you buy it, you know? If it doesn't work, then you put it back in the packaging. Somebody else will buy it.
Maybe it's not strong enough. If found guilty in all the charges, the young woman could face a maximum of 3 years in jail and a fine of $25,000.
Wow.
So that's good. I don't know. I'll have to wander around the Walmart a little bit more, maybe see if they have any house brand Nutella, and maybe they've got something fun.
Now, did you hear, Robert, that as of yesterday, Canadians can smoke marijuana? So
I did. Yeah, they let all these people. I saw it. They let all the people go that were in jail on drug related offenses regarding marijuana, and they let them out. They say it's legal now.
Yeah.
So we can't hold you anymore, regardless of when.
It was illegal. That's like saying that you.
I'm just telling you what they did, Rob. It happened in Canada. I make no. There's no warranty implied.
They do everything different there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's true.
I'd make them suffer, and I'd smoke weed in front of them.
Right across the border.
But according to World News Daily Report. Canadians are today facing a major donut shortage after the first day of cannabis legalization.
I bet. I'd love some donuts right now.
That'd be nice.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme does sound good.
Even a big old one of those Dunkin' Donuts ones, the chocolate glazed.
Oh, those are good too.
Those are good.
I like donuts. The maple. You can't really, a bakery down the street from our, about a mile or two down the street, and they have really good donuts. It's just like a family-owned bakery. I feel like those places make the best donuts.
Yeah. I like the jelly ones. I like the apple cinnamon ones. They've got the cinnamon on the outside. I don't like the ones with like the frosting or the icing on the inside. That's too sweet for me. Not sweet enough.
Yeah, those are stupid.
Yeah, that's like eating a cake that's inside out. I don't want to do that.
It's fucking stupid. Would you say that a snake or a bear is faster? Like, if you had to pick one.
Yeah, if I had to pick one, probably the bear.
That's true. Who would win in a fight, a grizzly bear or a cheetah, and why? I'm not reading these off the internet. I'm just asking them from my brain, by the way.
The cheetah, because he's faster.
Yeah, but the grizzly bear is stronger, though, and he has
big
claws.
But if he can't catch him,
you know.
Yeah.
That's true. But bears are very fast, though. And see, bears can run long distances, where cheetahs can run very fast, but only for short distances.
Yeah. They can both climb up the tree, too.
What's the least sexy name you've ever heard?
George.
George is pretty unsexy. Cocky Nuts is oddly very sexy.
Yeah.
A very sexy name.
George got the short end of that stick.
He really did. But he didn't have Harrison to name him. See, that's the that's the downside. Had me,
and of course he's George. But George was the name of an actual rooster we encountered on vacation one time, and he kept hanging out. He was basically standing at the door every morning. We'd get up and he'd be standing there.
I saw pictures of that.
Yeah, he wanted to come in. I said, well, we'll just name him George. So when this fella here came with his gold chain and showed up, I figured he'd be named George too, just in honor of our friend.
I like that. Good old George. Good old George. Good old Mr. Cocky Nuts. Yeah. Mr. Cocky Nuts is also it's a widely underutilized and underrated name.
That's true.
I feel like just Mr. Cocky Nuts being on this podcast and also with the homicide prevention awareness that we've talked about here on today's episode. I feel like Mr. Cocky Nuts might be the next hot name going into 2019 for kids, parents to name their children.
All the kids would be named Mr. Cocky Nuts.
I think it was all even Jack. If they're girls. Everybody was Jack this year. Tomorrow, next year, I should say. Everybody is going to name their kids Mr. Cocky Nuts.
Or Ms. Cocky Nuts, you know, if it's a girl.
What mythical creature would you improve, would improve the world most if it existed?
Magical Leoplerodon.
Oh, man, that's a hard one to beat. See, to me, it was a tie between, I'd say, I can't say dragons. Dragons would be the most destructive.
Yeah, they'd kill us all, and we wouldn't have this conversation.
Unicorns fly, though, and they shit rainbows. Or anyways.
Yeah, but unicorns, the obvious answer, and the only answer from people that's all that they know. What's the mythical unicorn?
I say Eskimos.
Aardvarks. Well, because you live in an igloo, that's going to be top of mind for you.
Oh, it was so cold this morning. It got up into the 50s still today, but God, it was so fucking cold this morning. I'm like, no, I'm not ready for this. It was like 80 degrees last week. What the hell? Yeah. Motherfuckers. You know, I like how we stopped recording the episode like 10 minutes ago. We're just shooting the shit now. Like,
did you stop yours?
Oh, I'm just writing down the stuff for the recap here. Beer, follow up to last week. Follow up. Wing sauce. All right, well, episode 81.
All right, well, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week.
Bye.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.